It's the Shed Show.
You're listening to the Shed Show on Rideau Lakes Radio. Thanks for joining us and thanks for tuning in. This week we had a chance to speak with Melanie Peterson, who will be playing at Bowie's in Smith Falls coming up in March. And we're going to tune into that interview right now and let you hear what Melanie had to say. Awesome. So, tell me a bit about yourself, Melanie. I mean, I know you're in Kensington Market last weekend. I was hoping to catch up with you before you played that show. How did that go?
That went really well. I did two shows at Winter Folk in Kensington Market, and this is the first time it's Winter Folk has been in Kensington Market. And so it was great. The venue is called Taco Taco, which doesn't sound like a music venue at all, but it was amazing. It reminded me a bit of the Rivoli in Toronto. I don't know if you've been there, but there's a back room. It has a beautiful stage and a nice bar, and it's deep, so lots of folks can fit in there. And then I played the front room the next day, and it's small. It's almost like it's the size of a postage stamp, kind of small. It's intimate. There's a couch, and that was also amazing. So it was a really great experience.
Yeah, when I saw you were playing there, I thought, I listened to your song, Tequila, and I thought, what a perfect place to play. Taco Taco, Kensington Market. It sounded like the perfect venue.
So true, and I managed to have a couple margaritas. They had great margaritas there.
Sure. So let's talk about your new song or your newest album. I guess you have three albums, from at least what I understand anyway. So sometimes you leave, sometimes you get left, and there's only one way to deal with it, tequila. So tequila me about it. Tell me about that song.
One Tequila is about a drinking to stop thinking kind of song. It's about a breakup and there only being one way to handle this one. And that's to get, you know, blottoed. Not a true story, though. Or maybe a little.
It's funny because there's so many songs about tequila. When you think about a lot of yeah. country artists and some folk often bring tequila into their songs. There's something about tequila that's a little bit different than other brown whiskeys.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty potent, isn't it? It's fun, too, in a way.
Yeah, I've been banned from tequila. My wife no longer allows me to have it.
That's fair. I think the last time I had tequila, I got really ill, so I've stopped myself.
Sure. So tell me about your work, Melanie. You have three albums, or at least three albums that are on iTunes and a Bandcamp. So is this your third album?
Well, I have two full-length albums and three EPs. And One Tequila is off my latest EP, which confusingly is called We Got This Side Too, because it's the second side of an EP I released 2 years earlier.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. And how long have you been kind of performing, Melanie?
Well, my first album released in 2013. So I think around 2010, I started to get serious about it. I was dabbling a bit. I think actually when I released my first album at 2013, that's when I really started to get serious about it, not just a hobby.
And who are your influences? Like, where does your music love and passion come from?
Well, my parents always listened to music at home, and we always had the radio on. And but I would mostly listen to their albums. And I think Melanie Softell was one of my first albums that I listened to on my parents' record player and was like, yeah. And I was named after her, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that artist, Melanie. And then when I moved to Toronto, a boyfriend gave me Joni Mitchell's Blue. And then I was hooked on Joni Mitchell. And I loved Alanis Morissette, in high school. And she was my favorite. And I followed her all the way to her last album.
It's funny, something about music in the home. My parents were the same way, always the radio playing, always guitars in the house, always kitchen parties happening from time to time. And the music that my dad primarily listened to, old country, John Prine, folk music, some rock, all the stuff that I wasn't really into at the time, or at least I didn't think I was into, crept into my brain, and now it's in there forever, and those songs mean a lot to me, and I always go back to them. Is that the same kind of thing?
Yeah, totally. My dad was a huge Dylan guy, And him and my mom both had guitars, and they were actually in a drug band together when they were in medical school. I guess they did that to blow off steam.
Nice.
Yeah, so I would, and he would play guitar while my sister and I ate breakfast. And it would be a lot of old folk, a lot of Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, stuff like that. And now it's the same as you. Like, I didn't really love it at the time, but now I totally appreciate it. I get it.
Yeah, it comes with maturity, I guess. And you kind of go, okay, I guess that stuff had some value.
It's almost like coffee, right? It's an acquired taste. Maybe like, when you're a kid, it's too deep or something.
Yeah, that's right. So, listen, I know you're heading out this way to the Rideau Lakes. You're playing at Bowie's in Smith Falls, I believe, on the 25th. Is it the 25th? No, you're playing... I got the date here. You're right here on the 24th of March in, at Bowie's.
Yeah, we have an 8:30 set and an 11:30 set.
Now, how do you know those guys? I mean, that's quite a way. Because you live in Toronto, right?
Yeah. Well, we wanted to book a mini tour. And my booking agent, Veronica Coot, she hooked me up with that one. So we've never been there. They don't know us. We don't know them. But they're letting us come play. So that's nice.
Nice. I've not been to the venue. I've reached out a few times and chatted with him online. It sounds like a really interesting place. Definitely he has a music background. He has a day there that's called, if you've looked at his website, you can bring your albums in and he'll play the album for you, which I think is a unique idea, because when was the last time you brought an album to a party? Like for me, I'm in my 50s. And that was a big deal in the day. You'd bring an album with you and they'd play it. But nowadays, you just don't do that anymore.
That is so unique. I don't know if anybody else does that. I love that.
Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic idea. I mean, whether it ever takes off or not, but it people of my age would appreciate it. I'm sure you're a bit younger than I am. It sounds like you are, but I could have been your dad's age, maybe.
I definitely would appreciate the Bring Your Album In thing anyway. Like, I just think it's so cool.
Nice. So let's get back to your kind of singing career, if you will, if we'll call it a singing career. So do you work full time, or is music your full time gig, or how do you spend your days?
That's such a great question. I do a lot. I'm a booking agent here in Toronto for the Dakota Tavern. I teach guitar. I teach singing and songwriting. I do acting. So I'll go out for auditions, and sometimes I'll book a part, and that'll keep me busy for a while. And then gigs. That's basically how I live.
Yeah. So you got a kind of a wide range of interests, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got to keep the lights on somehow.
Yeah. So what do you put money in the grand perspective of things for yourself? Is money a thing that you focus on, or you think about, or you feel that it's a byproduct of your work, or how do you balance the two?
I think I could use more of it. Especially with housing prices in Toronto right now and apartment prices and whatnot. So I'm always looking for opportunities to bring in a little more income. I think as artists, we deserve to get paid for our work, and sometimes we get taken advantage of, and that's not cool.
Yeah, no, I find that as well. My background, I had a cafe for years, 20 years, and I had musicians playing, and often, you know, people would expect that they would play for tips or they would play for a meal, and I always felt that was so devaluing to the musician that, you know, and they're happy to do it for the most part, but I always paid them always paid them, because it's not right. It's like having an electrician wire your house for a sandwich.
Yeah, this doesn't work that way.
Yeah, no, we can always use more. Hey, listen, can I get a shout out for Rideau Lakes Radio? You know, hi, I'm Melly. I'm sorry, I can't even do a voiceover. Just with your name saying you're listening to Rideau Lakes Radio.
Rideau Lakes Radio?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Your best voice, your best radio voice.
Okay, we can do another take if it's terrible, right?
We can do a bunch.
Okay. Hi, I'm Melanie Peterson. You're listening to Rideau Lakes Radio.
Awesome. How about Melly? Melly. I want to call you Melly. Why do I want to call you Melly?
I love it. Belly.
How about you're listening to The Shed, S-H-E-D. Okay. You're listening to The Shed on Rita Lakes Radio, because I'm going to play you on The Shed this Saturday. I'm going to put your stuff in. I'm going to break you down into a few small bits and kind of introduce you on the show.
Love it.
Yes.
Okay. So, and with that, hi, I'm Melanie Peterson. You're listening to The Shed, or just you're listening to The Shed?
Whatever you want. I'll give you creative control.
Ooh. Hi, I'm Melanie Peterson. You're listening to The Shed.
Perfect. I love it. Hey, do you ever do any voice work for money?
I should. I think I did one or two voice commercials, like a McDonald's or something back in the day, but I'd love to do more of that.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to reach back out to you, because I'm always revamping shows and redoing IDs, and I've got a few voice artists, and they're mostly males, mostly guys. So
yeah,
the station tends to be a little bit male heavy. And every now and then I'll get my wife to jump on the mic and do a few bits for me. But yeah, maybe I'll put you in my Rolodex here for some voice work.
Absolutely, I'd love that. Please do.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Any final words for I guess Rita Lakes Radio and your music and your songs? I mean, I know you're heading out this way. How about a pitch?
Come see me
next time I'm out. I'm out your way in the Rita Lakes at Bowie's on the 25th. 24th,
okay. Yeah, okay. I hope you'll come see me on March 24th at Bowie's. I have two sets, one at 8:30 and one at 11:30, and I would love to meet you and say hi.
Appreciate your time this afternoon, Melanie. Awesome speaking with you. Maybe we'll get out and see you at the show at Stooley's. Not at Stooley's, at Bowie's.
I'd love that. That would be so great.
Awesome. Well, have a great day. So keep in touch. You have my email address. I know you were sent my way by Dominic, and I don't know him. I only know him through the internet, really. We've chatted back and forth. I've been playing some of his music on the show. So, yeah, keep in touch.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Cheers. Okay. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather.
You too.
Okay. Bye, Melanie.
Bye.
And just before we get to playing Melanie's music, I should mention that all of her music is available on all digital platforms, including Spotify and Apple Music. So get out there and support a local artist. Buy her song. Buy her music. And it's also available on her website. And her website is melaniepeterson.ca or at bandcamp.com/Melanie Peterson. Here is One Tequila by Melanie Peterson on Rita Lakes Radio.